wife dead. Most.
XN6CLX.
Mike, how are you?
Doing better this morning, so. You know, life's good sometimes. Just trying to get to work. Get there late, leave there late.
I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, and with the way traffic is, you're probably better off to go in later anyway.
But we can complain about traffic, but, you know, I was out in California a couple months ago. Now, that's traffic.
You can have the traffic. Lived outside of Houston, Texas for a little while when Mom and Dad were going through their divorce. And, yeah, you can keep all that traffic. I mean, it's just not for me. I'd rather live in my little small town and not have to worry about it.
Yep, I understand that. So, you know what? The other response to that would have been, that's why I live here. Yep, exactly. I like the traffic here. I'm not going to complain about it. It sucks sometimes, but it's not too bad. I was up in Detroit last week. It's funny, you get on the map on the phone and it says 5 miles away, 20 minutes. 7 miles away, 30 minutes. Really?
The best part, traffic here is not too bad, except for in the morning, the afternoon, a little bit. And 85 is usually where the main problems are at. So, I mean, it's could be much worse, let's put it that way.
Traffic and the speed of traffic is really not a concern when you drive a tool truck.
A lot. I got my set route. I know where the potholes are at and which ones to avoid, and we go with that.
Ben, I guess you're hanging in there pretty good lately, huh?
Been here, but I don't know about the pretty good part. The back orders and just kind of taking a toll on everybody.
Yeah, last thing anyone needs right now is a broken vehicle, I guess. You're going to be out of commission for a while unless it's something really simple.
Even brake pads and rotors are getting hard to get now.
I mean, silly.
Especially for, you know, your everyday vehicles, that's where they're getting hard to get.
You know, the town I was in, we were up there at the Automotive Testing Expo, so they have all the latest stuff in there. The guy at the booth across from us has a dealership up there, and he specializes on the side buying vehicles for the OEMs to test, you know, their competition-type cars. And so he had in his booth an electric Hummer. That was a cool toy. I could never afford it, and electric Hummer. When's the last time you saw a charging station off-road?
I'm with you. And you ought to watch some of the tests where people are testing the range and different things on these in the real world. It's a plumb funny.
He's telling me that, for instance, on that Hummer, it's got two batteries. It's got the main battery, which is 800 volt, 1000 volt, whatever it is, it's the drive, and that drives all the computers. And then there's a little 12 volt standard battery in there that drives all this sundry electronics. But you cannot start it up without that 12 volt. So, you know, it's got all the inverters and all that cool stuff, but that's driven with that 12-volt battery. So if you drain that one down, you're not going anywhere. And then if you drain the main one down, it's got to be towed into the dealership. And he had that happen to one of them. And 6 months later, it's still in the dealership. They're in the shop. They can't get it to work again.
I don't know if that's the vehicle or the shop. You know, a lot of places just aren't set up to work on this stuff.
You can take that EV stuff and you know what you can do with it, for me at least.
Don't get me wrong. I think it may have its good points, and I'm not going to completely knock it. But in an emergency case, that's the last thing I want. I mean, you think about just trying to get away from one of the hurricanes or something like that, and you get caught in traffic, or you're sitting down here on 85 for 2 hours. You know, what are you going to do? You just can't bring me a couple gallons of gas or diesel.
You know, we're set up for it. Huh. Two cops have a nondescript bus pulled over. I wonder how many illegals are in it.
But, you know, the hybrid thing where you got a gas engine assisted with an electric, I think that's more the way we need to go, but more like a locomotive setup instead of the way they're doing it, where you have a small diesel engine or gas engine that runs at a certain RPM all the time so you can tune it to the max efficiency and emissions and run four motors at that point. And that's the way a locomotive works. And we could, I know for a fact we could do better with that setup than what we're doing now.
For the long haul trucks, go a step further and put a miniature gas turbine in there. Highly efficient. But, man, they tried that back in the 70s and 80s, and it just didn't go anywhere because it was, you know, different.
You also got more technology, and you got hydrogen fuel cells coming along, too, which that's another great option if you look into it versus the EV or the hybrid. The only byproduct of it is water.
Going all in on the hydrogen fuel cell, but the U.S. manufacturers, the only big one behind it was Toyota, and they just dumped it. They got a new CEO, and he said, that's not going anywhere. So they dumped it, and they're going with the battery.
It's all in what the people want. I mean, that's the way it is. And so, I mean, the market's going to determine what the people want. So, but I have pulled into my next stop, Mike, so you be careful on in to work this morning. It's good to talk to you again, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s.
73s, Patrick, and happy sales to you. And, yeah, the market will determine a vehicle, and right now that's gas. There's just no way around it. N6CLX, I'll be clear as well.